Hi, and welcome to the Drive Podcast, episode 20. Today's podcast is all about mentoring and trying to find a mentor in your building or reaching maybe even outside of your own building or district to find that mentor. But you can't do this alone. You cannot teach alone. You cannot teach in a vacuum. And you need somebody to give you guidance when you get stuck. I have mentors that I use all the time still to this day to get feedback and advice and hey, how do I tackle this problem? So seek them out. And I know sometimes when you are first teaching, you may be paired with somebody that doesn't seem to be a good fit for you. And that's okay. They have advice to share. So listen to that. But also seek out those mentors that can pour into you that you can understand and that understand you as well. So to find today's episode, please, episode 20 of the Drive Podcast, head on over to teachingfromhere.com/podcast. Scroll down to episode 20 and enjoy. Any links that I talk about in the podcast today will be there. And if you don't mind taking a second or two to head over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave a review for the show, it gives me feedback that helps me make this show better and relevant to you. I want to provide something that challenges you as a teacher and encourages you to get better and just gives you a lot of food for thought. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy the drive.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Recently, one of the Okla Ed conversations involved a discussion around mentoring, and I thought that was a really fantastic topic, and it was actually shared by a teacher who is relatively young in her career, and I thought this was an excellent conversation because mentoring can make such a difference in your profession. I mean, it can get you started on the right foot or set you behind barricades that take forever to overcome. And so this whole conversation was just super fascinating. And it got me thinking back to my first year of teaching in my first couple of years. And I did not receive the best mentoring by the person assigned to me. Now, as I became a teacher, I found those who were very supportive of me and encouraging and gave me ideas and suggestions and things of that nature. And so that was really important. And my mentors, my official mentor person, my very first year of teaching, we met a couple of times. I guess we were supposed to meet really frequently. I don't remember exactly what the rules were. That was almost 20 years ago. But When it came to the end of the year, when we were kind of having my first year very informal evaluation of teaching and what I learned, my mentor produced all these notes of different things and classes he had observed and all this stuff and suggestions he had made and things that we had talked about and conversations we had. He had all these pages of notes, and I was just... I was so surprised at how it went. And for all intents and purposes, my mentor was not a poor teacher by any means. His students were constantly learning. And in those days, you know, before there was a computer in every room, he still had very creative ways that he taught history to his students. That was my very first year of teaching, was history. And so it was... He was good. He coached basketball. He was involved in the community. Like, he did a lot of things that were could have been outstanding to talk about in more detail with me. As that first year teacher, though, I had no idea what I was getting to. I had these students that were finally my own, and I was responsible for them. And in some cases, I'm just like 2 or 3 years older than some of them, and that was weird. And all these things going on. But I couldn't believe that our year of mentoring became this manufactured page of notes on LegalPad. I was just shocked. And I know my situation is not necessarily unique, but I also know that some people receive excellent, excellent mentoring as first-year teachers. And I also know that we can seek mentors and have people assume the role of mentor without making it this official title. One of the things that I used last night was that I try and always seek mentors because I want somebody to pour into me. And I was kind of questioned on that by somebody that whose opinion I really respect. And I know he was just searching for exact definition here, but his response to me saying I look for people that can pour into me, his response was really good. And he said, you know, when I read this, I think of somebody with all the knowledge and all the whatever, and you're like a vessel that they just pour all of that knowledge into. And that's really not what I envision with mentoring. Yes, there's some knowledge there, wisdom that's been acquired through years of practice, but also there's just a refreshing of my soul as a teacher that I need, and as a student, and as a whatever. And so when I look for somebody as a mentor, I want them to pour into me. In other words, I want their feedback, I want their opinion, I want their ideas. If I ask a question about how to better do something, can they share their experiences with me? Can they give me guidance when I'm stuck? So in some aspects, I do need some of that, hey, I have all the knowledge pouring into. But in other regards, I just need a sounding board as well. Like, you be my wall, I'm tossing an idea. Does it stick? And that's how I view it. Another friend also commented, which was really funny. He viewed the pour into as in pour some sugar on me, which was really hilarious. That was a great song by Def Leppard back in the day. But as an adult now, I just think about what a sticky mess that would make. So back to mentoring then. I think it's really important that our first-year teachers receive great mentoring, and I know that it's really difficult to do that in some circumstances. For example, if you teach in Visalia, Oklahoma, you quite possibly are the science department, and the next closest community for you, if you're a new teacher, is maybe 20, 30 minutes away. And at the end of a school day, that first year teaching, you're just so frazzled and worn out. And, you know, when do you have time to find a mentor? It's really difficult. It's super challenging, actually. And so places like Twitter and social media and different places like that are excellent ways to find a mentor. Maybe that mentor is a relative or a fan, you know, a dad or mom who's wise and just can share experiences with you and help you grow, or maybe it's a really close friend that, you know, you're kind of going through this together, but has some different experiences. And so I think mentoring can take different views and different shapes depending on what you do, and it can be tricky too, because I think, for example, my mentor was not the best. I haven't spoken to that person in years. I have no hard feelings towards that person at all, like zero. It was just different. And that person was paid. Like, my mentor was paid to be a mentor for me by the State Department, I think. I'm not sure how it all works. But I wonder, you know, if somebody's doing it to get extra money because of the situation of teacher pay, is that the person that you really want to mentor you? And so then you go into these situations where somebody just wants the extra money and they've been in the district forever, they've got some experiences and then they just like, here's your super narrow view of teaching. And one of the side conversations I got into was with another person who had that experience. Here's the strict rule, you know, here's the strict rules to follow, here's a narrow view, follow these specific ways. And there was no freedom to explore the world of education. It was just narrowly defined. And so when you think about mentoring, I love to think about mentoring in this way. When I want to find a mentor, my definition of mentoring is someone who's going to breathe life into me. And I look for those people. I can be mentored by people with terrible attitudes, where the world is always in a state of chaos and never going to work out. We're teaching, why are you doing it? Just survive 30 years, get retirement. And I can find that person. It's not hard. But As seeking somebody to mentor me, I need somebody that's going to breathe life into me. Somebody that will call me out a little bit gently when maybe I'm making some choices that don't work out so well. Somebody that can read my stuff and go, this is good, here's some improvement. Somebody that can cheer me on when I'm taking some steps and taking some educated risks. Somebody that can be supportive if I've taken a risk and failed and am really disappointed, can stand behind me and go, all right, here's what we can do to get better. Have you tried this? Have you thought about that? This is a good thing. What can you tweak? I need somebody that's going to breathe life into me, and I need that daily. And I've really enjoyed recently some of my professors at OSU who do that. I have so many questions. I'm so unsure about a lot of things. I constantly look at my writing as not good enough. And so I seek out these people who do that. They breathe their life into me. They read my stuff. They give me feedback. They share ideas. They listen to me when I come in with some half-baked idea that may or may not fly, and they offer their feedback to me. And I appreciate that. Like, I need that. And at the same time, because my mentoring was not very strong, I am constantly looking for teachers to just share with and for me to support and encourage and build up. And I think teachers at all levels need that, especially our first-year teachers. It's just a challenge. But I think at each stage of our career, in each season of our career, we still need mentors. It's one of those things. At one point in time, a person who was not an official mentor but was speaking life into me was a fireman. And he was coming to our school, and he was doing some Bible study with coaches. And it was every week for a couple of years. And, oh, my gosh, that was great. Just a completely different view of experience and world and everything, and it did. It spoke so much into me, as did all the people that participated in that very small group. It was very intimate, and it was awesome. And so, I think mentors are critical, and I think it's important to try and find them. And it can be hard to find those things depending on certain situations. Another thing that came up last night was an idea of should you be assigned a group to mentor you, or should it be a community situation, or how can we get people to find mentors? And all of those questions are really, really good. And it just provides a lot of room for thought there. I don't know about, part of me says, yes, assign people into mentorships, but then, you know, require them to participate, require them to have a mentor, require them to go to an ed camp and seek out those that can benefit them and support them and encourage them. And then I think, you know, as a teacher, how often did I kind of arch my eyebrow or slowly shuffle to stuff that I was required to go to? And that's also a good point. Like, how do you handle this? Because you want it to benefit all the people involved. So assigning somebody into a group, and then what if you get in there and you're a real go-getter and you want to try things that haven't been tried, and you want to do things that haven't been done, and you want to take some risks, and now you're maybe somebody in your mentor group doesn't like any of those ideas, has a personality that completely conflicts with yours, and it becomes a situation where there's conflict instead of support and constructive criticism. And that's not right either. That's not right either. And then what about the idea of community? Hey, we're all in this together. We're all going to help out everybody. We're going to develop all of these people, and we want them to be successful. And here's how we're going to do it. Maybe that works. And maybe the mentoree should have a little bit of say too. I really, really get along with this person. I like what they do. I teach math. They teach Spanish. It can work. And so. What about something like that? I don't know. There's just so many things that you could do here. But I think it's important that we try something. Mentoring can be key. Mentoring can be key to what you do. And I think it's a good idea to seek out some of those things. I know that you know, there's a few people in my life who mentor me, whether it's an official title or not. Some people mentor me just through their interaction on social media, whether they realize it or not. I mean, oftentimes they probably don't. But if I read a tweet and change a practice because of something I read, you're mentoring me. If I take a step out and do something because of something I read or even just your offhand support, you're mentoring me. Like, you're breathing life into me, and that can take so many different forms. But when you do that, when you blog post, when you tweet, when you do these things that you do every day, it does. It makes an impact. And when you put it out there, you can make an impact on more than one person. So think about that. Think about taking some steps into maybe a little bit of an uncomfortable zone and seek a mentor and seek a mentee. See if you can find somebody that you can pour into as well. And not pour into with the, I have all the knowledge, but pour into as in breathing life. Thanks for listening to The Drive today. And don't forget that you guys, gosh, if you're listening to this, you make an impact every single day. Every day on those around you, whether you realize it or not. And if you teach, you won't know for years and possibly decades, if ever. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do, for sacrifices you make. You're an incredible bunch of people, and I am blessed to be around you. And as always, be brilliant.
I can't wait to get on the road again.